Hello, everyone, and welcome to Season 7, Episode 1 of Keepin' in Arcadia. My name is Jaisha Dev.
And I'm Sabria Thapa, and we're so excited to be hosting the very first episode of Season 7 of Keepin' in Arcadia.
In this episode, we have brought in special guests to talk about the Grammys that took place not too long ago, as well as to make Oscar predictions.
Enough about us, why don't we have the guests introduce themselves?
Hi, my name is Ian.
Hello, I'm Ashley.
Hi, I'm Andrea.
It is so nice to have you guys here today. To start off, what were your initial thoughts about the Grammys? Let's use one word to describe it.
I thought it was pretty interesting. I thought it was predictable.
I agree with Andrea. I definitely think it was pretty predictable because we all knew that Barbie was going to win a bunch of awards. What are some of the opinions you guys have about the Grammys? Anyone you think deserved the win? Anyone you think was a little bit questionable?
I think Travis Scott losing like 10 nominations was really interesting.
So yeah, I agree, because when I thought about rap, I thought it was either going to be him or Drake, but seeing someone who was kind of like unknown in the scene winning was kind of random as well as shocking.
I definitely agree. Oh, and another milestone was hit. Miley Cyrus won her first Grammy. So what were your opinions on her performance and her song Flowers?
I thought the song was pretty catchy at first. I do like I like the meaning behind it. Proud of her for winning.
Yeah, me too. I am proud of her, but in my opinion, the song is a little bit annoying because somebody I know is extremely obsessed with it, and it's kind of annoying to just hear it over and over and over again.
I completely agree, especially with the amount of radio play that it's been getting.
Also, TikTok. It was like all over TikTok, and it just got really overplayed and annoying to listen to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So are any of you guys Lana Del Rey fans?
The big Lana Del Rey fan.
I was so disappointed, not even a single win. And I have to say, like, I think it was supposed to be either between SZA or her for Album of the Year.
I agree.
But seeing, like, I'm like okay with Taylor Swift, but seeing her win with Midnight, which was like probably like her worst album ever, winning was like kind of crazy.
As like a Taylor Swift fan, I feel like she shouldn't win, like, respectfully.
Yeah, like, I agree as well. All of her albums, like, most of them, I really love them. But Midnight's, in my opinion, was pretty overrated. So I feel like there should have been opportunity for different artists and rising artists.
Yeah, and, like, SOS by SZA was, like, literally the best album of this year. It was so good.
100%. Also, with the fact that she won, but then she used this opportunity to, like, talk about her album coming out, that was kind of, like, disrespectful because it's, like, a big night for everyone. And for her to, like, steal the spotlight from everyone is kind of, like,
interesting. Did you hear about the drama with like her dragging Lana onto the stage?
I don't think she should have done that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I remember watching and I saw Lana on the stage. I was a little confused.
And she just looked like she didn't want to be there.
It's because she had a feature on the album, but it's like still odd.
Is Ballad of a Homeschool Girl really a rock song as Grammys claim it is to be? The party's done and I'm no fun.
I guess it's categorized as it.
Yeah,
still.
It didn't win, right?
I do not believe so. No. Yeah, Boy Genius.
I was really happy. I'm literally the biggest Phoebe Bridgers fan ever.
Yeah. And I've heard a lot of people talking about like how they didn't deserve to win, but they definitely did because literally every song in the album had like its own meaning and it was very powerful and it definitely deserved to win.
Yeah, I agree. And just to be an instigator, Boy Genius versus Lana. What do you guys think?
Personally, I like Boy Genius, but like, I don't know. I feel like it was really special for them, but they disbanded like that night. Like they like announced that they weren't gonna continue making music for a while. So I was like, okay.
I've heard that the Grammys was a scam. Like I've heard a lot about that. That like the Grammys is like totally like rigged. Something with like Ariana Grande, like
yeah,
4 years ago or something. She had, like, the best album, but, like, she didn't even get nominated.
Didn't, like, Jay-Z sing something during his, like...
Yeah, he talks about, like, how Beyoncé never won an Album of the Year.
Huh.
Oh, yeah, that's true. One of, like, the critiques of the Grammy Awards came out and talked about, like, why he picked the albums and stuff he picked. And he talked about Lana Del Rey, not picking Lana Del Rey for Album of the Year because of her SNL performance from when she debuted. That was just insane because how are you gonna like
say that about her from something that's like decades ago.
I think the Grammys really targets a lot of minority groups, because I know BTS, they were nominated and it was kind of evident, or like a lot of people wanted them to win, and then it was really hyped up. The whole Grammys was filled with BTS fans waiting for their performance, waiting for them to hopefully win. And then when they didn't, it was kind of like, oh, okay. Because I think before that, they'd also been nominated and they'd also been robbed. So then, and I think with like them not being nominated at all this year, like Jungkook's song, it was really, really big. It topped a lot of charts. It was on the radio, which is really rare for a K-pop song or K-pop artist to be on American radio. So I think that was really surprising to me. And then I think last year with Harry Styles winning, what was it, Best Album instead of Beyonce, that was really shocking as well.
Yeah, I feel like they kind of just go with the algorithm. Like, say Harry Styles was a rising like solo artist at the time, you should say. So they wanted him to get more hype instead of, say, Beyonce, who people have loved for years.
Okay, but can we talk about how Kendrick has never won a Grammy?
Oh my God, Kendrick Lamar's music is so good.
He has won a Pulitzer Prize, but never a Grammy. Like, that really just shows you what the Grammys is about. Like,
yeah, this is like, I feel like Grammys never appreciate like rap and like actual like, you know, R&B, like those categories. They always focus on like the more classical, like pop snub. It's always robbed.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Like when Cardi B won instead of Travis Scott's.
Other than that, I also heard that Billie Eilish is sneaking up on the Emmy, Grammy, Tony, and Oscar, but she's missing a Tony and an Emmy award.
I think that she's definitely going to like continue to make more music for movies, and she might just get the Tony and Emmy next year or even like in the following years, because her music has really like connected to a lot of movies, like What Was I Made For? It really like put more meaning to the movie. I definitely think that in the future, we can see her winning the Tony and the Emmy.
I agree. And speaking of What Was I Made For, that leads a perfect pathway into the Oscars. So do you think the Barbie movie deserves an Oscar in the first place?
I think the Barbie movie deserves an Oscar, just on like the impact it had on everyone this summer.
I agree. I agree.
Yeah, I just really love the message that it sent, and I love the monologue. No, but that really spoke to me, and I definitely love it, and I think it should win an Oscar. Other than that, thoughts on Margot Robbie and Greta getting snubbed for Best Actress or Best Director? They were not nominated.
I think that was very foul. I think they really deserve to get nominated. I think they deserve to win.
Definitely. But other than that, hopefully their work gets due credit if Barbie wins a couple Oscars. Other than that, also, Killers of the Flower Moon came out recently. Did you guys watch that?
I think it should have rather been a series than a movie, because it was trying to tell a lot. And I think like a movie wasn't enough for the message that they were trying to like portray. But it was overall a really good movie. And if you guys are like history fans, I guess, you can really watch that.
Interesting. I think I know a couple people who watched it, but I'll think about watching it too, because DiCaprio is pretty, like a pretty good actor. Let's backtrack a little bit to your childhood. Do you remember watching Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Yes, I do.
Absolutely. But you know the new movie that came out, Mutant Mayhem? It did not get nominated for Best Animated.
It was really good.
Really? You guys yourself have any nominations for Best Animated?
Probably Spider-Man. Wait, does that still fit in?
It does.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about the actors and leading roles that got nominated for the Oscars, such as Bradley Cooper for Maestro, Colman Domingo for Rustin, Cillian Murphy for Oppenheimer, Jeffrey Wright for American Fiction. So did any of you guys watch Oppenheimer yet? I only remember all the reels about his blue eyes.
My sister said that it was kind of interesting, but they just went like on and on for like 3 hours.
Bradley Cooper, he had a pretty good role in Mastero too, because he was able to play the character really well.
Other than that, and since we were talking about animated feature films earlier, The Boy and the Heron, Elemental, Nimona, Robot Dreams, and Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse.
I was right. I think that Spider-Man should win. Spider-Man was just so good, and it also was like, we took over spring. So
yeah, definitely. I love the movie. I love the plot. And other than that, I've also watched Elemental. What is your guys' opinion on that? I think the message it was trying to send was like pretty decent, but I think something about it just did not hit home. Did you guys watch it?
I saw a lot of advertisement for it, but I never really came across it.
Yeah, I think it was something about having a see-through bubble of, like, water just as a character that kind of set me off.
They just suck at advertising.
He said, oh, God, why?
You're Disney. How are you so bad at advertising?
Apparently, there's a Moana 2 coming out.
Oh, yeah.
I find out. So yes.
Oh, Inside Out 2, too.
Yeah. There's been, like, a TikTok, like, thing going on where it's like, I have a new emotion, and then it's like a slideshow.
Yeah.
I've seen that. They're going to introduce anxiety. It's going to speak to a lot of people. Other than that, for directing, the people who are in the movies that were nominated were Poor Things, Oppenheimer, Killers of the Flower Moon, and Anatomy of a Fall. So I think we definitely have some big opinions on Oppenheimer, but Andrea likes Poor Things, though.
So. What I've seen about Poor Things, so I think that it's a really, it has a lot of good meaning with the movie, and I think it was really thought out. A lot of the acting, too, really took a lot of talent and a lot of, like, you had to, like, a lot of pulling of emotions from the actors, too, so I really respect that.
Other than that, Best Picture, of course, Barbie got nominated, and once again, Killers of the Flower Moon. Oppenheimer, The Holdovers.
I think none of the films made as big as an impact as Barbie.
Yeah,
definitely.
Barbie did make a big impact, but at the end, I feel like it might just be Oppenheimer that wins because you know how the industry works. It's always those like movies and categories that are always like...
Yeah,
so it's like the big movie. It's not about like the meaning of the script or anything.
And was it that the one host was like talking about how Barbie was
just... Joel Coy. Oh,
yeah, like that really did one on that. They don't appreciate the meaning and like what the movie was talking about. They appreciate more about like the hype and like getting the attention.
Definitely. Yeah, and the Barbie's received a lot of hate, which personally I don't really see why. Like whenever I watch a video, there's always that one person in the comments is going like, oh, this is so... This movie is about hatred towards all men. I personally do not believe that. But I think people just need to appreciate the plot and what Barbie was trying to send. So it was super awesome to have all of you guys here today. So thank you so much for that. And thank you very much for tuning in to the first episode of Season 7 of Keeping It Arcadia.
The full list of episodes, you can visit the AESD website or visit our Podbean podcast page.
Make sure to check out Arcadia DCI and Arcadia Unified on Instagram and the AUSD Facebook to find out more about DCI and keep up with district events. Thank you to our guests again for joining us, and this has been Jaisha Deb
and Sabria Thapa with Keeping It Arcadia.
This is Keeping It Arcadia signing off.